Blog Talk Radio.
We won't have to cut that intro just a little bit quick. We have a great anticipated show today. We have what we have to see is Angela Martin, Once Journey. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Also, I just want to introduce, we have Jasmine. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
I'm good.
Doing well. And we have a very special guest with us, Miss 314 herself, Meeks.
Oh my goodness!
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Oh yes, we can.
Hey.
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 Here we go.
Yes. Oh yeah. You'll get thrown to the dogs today. I just want to give a shout out to Jazz Evans. Now that was our intro music from him. He actually let us use that. So I just wanted to give big ups to him. He did our show before, and now we introduced his music. And so now we're going to start using some of his music and other independent artists' music. So if anybody has music or anything like that, we would be love to use it for our intro. But big up to Jazz Evans. And if you want to help him out or donate to his cause, you know, he's trying to put together a donation album where he wants 54 cents donated from each person, so therefore he can just complete his album. So if you can, just reach out to him and which way is up, and he'll be more than happy to do that. Okay, plug is over. Now, Angela Martin.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing? You doing all right?
I'm okay. What's up?
Pickleback.
Oh, yeah. So I have a question. So we're going to do like a round robin, okay? All I have is one question.
Okay.
All right. And then after that, I'm going to open up for Jasmine, and then I'm going to open up for Meeks, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes. So my question is, you post random pictures up. You just post random pictures up of yourself from birth to your grateful age that you are now. And I see there's only like a handful of smiling pictures here. So
wow.
I just want to know. I just want to know, like, who you smile at? I know it's like a rare jewel. Like, can we get a smile, please? Just one, you know, or don't take 15 minutes for you just to post a smiling picture whenever we ask for one, you know. I'm just saying, you know.
Did you say, like, what's the story behind
you're not smiling your pictures, or what's up with that?
The story behind it is I was taught at a young age by my grandfather. It's just one of them, don't be cheesing or grinning or shucking and jiving to the other race. So me and smiling, I always look like that in public and in pictures. I laugh all the time, but me smiling, nah, I'd rather not.
So your grandfather just sees you just cheesing, you know, just like you're taking pictures, and he's like, stop smiling.
No, it's just, he just, in public, I don't smile. Everybody, I didn't got that from when I was younger. Why are you always looking so mean? Like, why are you bothering me? That's what I want to ask, but I have the time. Like, why are you bothering me? Why are you worried about me being all smiley and cheery? But, you know, it is what it is. I smile sometimes. I do.
Oh, that's awesome. So here, let's turn it over to Jasmine. So Jasmine, do you have any questions?
Yes.
Do I have any questions?
Yes. Questions, here we go.
Who should I have questions for?
Me.
Oh, Angela Martin.
Oh, for Angela?
Yeah.
Oh. And then I have a question for you as well. I have a personal question for you. But first,
I don't have any questions.
This show is about Angela. Yeah, okay. Well, Meeks, do we have any questions for Miss Angela Martin?
I mean, she's my twin. Everything I ask her, I already pretty much know, so not really. Why'd she stay so far?
Well, Sorry, babe. We shall meet.
That's it. I don't really have any serious questions.
I mean, I can handle whatever y'all put out there. I'm good to go.
Oh, okay. Well,
Brian.
I have a question. But first here, let me ask Jasmine a question. Jasmine a question real quick. So, Jasmine, okay. There was like a spat in between family during multiple groups with a certain person. I was seeing if you can expound upon that, you know. Like, what happened?
I sure can. It'd be my pleasure to. Okay, so I'm just going to make it short. I'm also in numerous groups and it's one group, okay, it's like Millicent. She's in it. I think it's called Africa United or something like that. But anyway, she made a comment about at least my life matters, and she's from South Africa, she's from the country South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay,
anyway, she said,
what type of post was this?
I made a post in the group because it was a picture of a pageant, the 2016 pageant in South Africa, the country. And it was mostly white women. So I know that South Africa is majority black. So I made a post about the picture, and I was like, hey, this is not a good representation of South Africa. And this one guy, I think his name was David, he was like, how some South Africans are confused about white supremacy. They love their oppressor, blah, blah, blah. So I guess she took offense to that. And she was like, well, at least our life matters in South Africa, which is a lie, because if you watch the news, the world news, or get on Facebook, or if you know any South Africans, you will know that is a lie. They're over there fighting for equality on their own land. So anyway,
exactly.
that's what sparked that. And I told her it felt kind of, I mean, I was a little hurt by it because I wouldn't think an African would talk like that. I never heard an African talk like that about, black people. And we started so many movements across the world for different countries. We started so many movements. So for her to just, say that, it was like, dang, But anyway, that was pretty much how it was.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. Thank you for that segment. So here, we're going to get back on to Angela Martin. All right, y'all go ahead and chime in with questions as they come. So, Angela, I'd like to know, how did you become conscious? Like, can you walk me through that?
Walk you through?
Can you walk me through, like, was it, 5 years old, like, that something would happen, 12, was it 15, 17, what happened for you for the transformation to the Angela that we see today?
Okay. 17, at a revival at the church that I went to that I pretty much grew up in for the most part. We had a prophet and an evangelist there, and these two brothers kept hearing, little rumors about them sleeping with the other young ladies at the church, and he came up to me trying to touch me with this olive oil, so therefore I wouldn't fall out for him. So I'm like, whatever. So he got pissed off and whispered in my ear and called me a devil, and I said, well, it takes one to know one. Straight up. So from that point, I was like, I'm not ever going back to church. I don't have time for this. Because I went to church to eat. and talk to people. It never really, I never really grasped church like that. I said eat on Sunday. You know, don't play with me. Eat.
I do. I did, Robin.
I still will. I still will go. Y'all serving food, that if somebody ever asked me to go to church, if y'all not serving food, I'm not coming. But I ain't got nothing to do with what they're teaching because I'm not with it. I'm not with it. So at that particular age, that's what happened. Then I went to Langston University, a black college here in Oklahoma, and got introduced to some brothers in the Nation of Islam. What happened, it kind of transitioned into meeting other brothers from the 5% Nation. So therefore, I was a 5% at one point in my life. And I like that, but it went from the Nation of Islam to 5% Nation to talking to other brothers that were Sunni Muslim.
Wait, hold on. Okay, let me cut you off.
What's up?
So what happened today with the 5% Nation? You know, I see that as like a logical extension. Okay, if you start with Christianity, then you go into the Nation of Islam to the 5% Nation. Okay, so what happened with the 5% Nation where you're like, I can't do this no more?
I can't. The first book I read was Message to the Black Man. And what threw me off was the whole Farah Muhammad. I mean, they believe that white people are devils. Okay. I mean, historically, that is true. But your God in the flesh is a mixed guy. So that didn't set well with me at all. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, so one minute you're saying reform the devil.
Hold on, let me catch up. Okay, so for people who don't know, Farah Muhammad, they say that he is actually the human representation of God on earth. He is actually of a mixed race. He does have a black father and a white mother. And that's what you actually have issue with.
Yes.
If you believe that white people are the devil or white people are the cave beast. Is that correct? Okay.
Exactly.
Right, go ahead. Okay, so therefore, as soon as you saw that, okay, then you were, I'm out of here.
5% Nation. And what happened with that, that's the first time I ran across a conscious, commercialized pimp Negro. So therefore, I was completely done with that. So I read Oxfam Malcolm X. Yes. What do you mean how? Because he actually sat there and told me about how he used his knowledge to get women. And I was like, wow, really? Okay. And how some girl was going crazy because she didn't want to let him go and all this other crap and almost committed suicide. I said, bruh, I can't do this either. Yeah, so it got a little deep. And I'm like, no, let me go on back. But from that, I did get an Islamic name, which I have given to my children.
Oh,
my daughter. My Islamic name is Alima Atala Sheree. So
really?
Yes, really.
And what does that mean?
It, Alima means all-knowing, all-wise. Atala is gift of Allah, and I cannot for the life of me remember what Sheree means, but yes. That's what it means.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, so.
That's beautiful. Okay, well, here, No, it's 5:45. Okay, here, we're going to switch it up just a little bit. Here, I just want to go into your post. Okay, just a little bit into your posting. Jasmine, if you have any questions, or Meeks, if you have any questions, please chime in. Okay. earlier this week, you posted, what is the difference between righteousness and consciousness? Knowing your story to where you are now, I assume that you are a conscious individual. Is that correct? Or what do you identify yourself as?
Enlightened.
Yeah, I get the enlightened individual. Okay. So from Christianity to enlightened individual, righteousness.
Well, Christianity to Islam. And Islam was more about being righteous because it was just more about being righteous, not doing certain stuff that you know to do. Like, it did have a structure. I will give it that.
Oh,
righteousness to me. Hush your face.
I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay. But anyway.
Okay. So since you had that experience over some years, so what is the difference, in your opinion, between consciousness and righteousness?
Consciousness to me just means basically being awakened to knowledge. Is that you have to gain wisdom and understanding of your knowledge or your awakening before I can say that you're trying to live righteously. Because there's a lot of conscious people that don't, they say they're conscious, but they still eat garbage. They still do garbage. So, you know, it's a difference between you trying to be... because they have the knowledge, but they still living how they're living. They're not trying to elevate themselves into being a righteous person. What you know to be right, and how to live to be right according to your own soul.
Okay.
On
that note, I want to bring in Meeks on this discussion. Okay, Meeks, what he's posting. Okay, there was a run-in with a gentleman. He called himself the Awakened One. And the Awakened One, Martin, I don't know if you are familiar with that. And, you know, his girl ended up jumping on the post and things like that. So, and I saw that you and Angela were on the same post. So what were you thinking? What was going on when you have a so-called Awakened One disrespecting a queen?
Really? I mean, that you might as well just put them in as the conscious cunt. You might as well just put them in the same category. No, I have no respect for them. None at all.
Well, why do you say that?
I mean, because if you're awakened, you can't disrespect the queen. You know that. You can't do that.
Okay.
You can't. You can't call yourself conscious or awakened, yet at the same time you're talking about, you know, you're disrespecting the female. You just can't do that. That's like committing a cardinal sin.
I completely agree. Jasmine, here, let me get your opinion. Let's say you have an awakened man, okay, and he starts disrespecting the queen. Okay, what is your opinion on that?
I would think he's a fraud, maybe with mama issues.
Oh,
because if you call yourself awakened, you would know to disrespect, I mean, to respect a woman, because, you know, obviously you came from a woman. So that's pretty much how I sum it up.
Oh, yeah, I completely agree. All right, so Meeks, okay, back on to you. So your ferocity on that post.
Sorry, guys. Y'all get this alarm back here. I apologize. Repeat that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Your ferocity, you know, on that post. So what was going through your mind whenever you were typing in those comments with the Awakened One and his so-called queen?
Well, I don't know. I think... I don't know. It just kind of took me back to, you know, dealing with other guys who weren't really awakened, you know. Took me back to different relationships that I experienced that I no longer want to experience.
Hold on. Meeks, you're on the hot seat right now. You're on the hot seat. What? Okay, Meeks, so
he
explain these relationships.
You know what, Brian?
No, just give me one.
Okay, I'm going to give you an example, okay? I don't mind talking about it. One example. I'll put it, my son's father.
Okay.
He had no idea that, you would have thought we were the most perfect couple, financially, emotionally, whatever. And then all this time, he was seeing somebody else. And he decided to leave my son and I. So you just never know. You know, and that's why I don't know. I guess my guard is kind of up.
Really?
Seriously, I do want a relationship, but it's at the same time, it's like I always got that doubt. Because, you know, you think everything is going fine, and next thing you know, pow. You get slapped in the face. I've run into a few people who call themselves conscious and had the same mindset. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, okay. Well, most of. Well, here, let's segue this one back into Angela. So, Angela, so have you ever had like any conscious relationships where something that happened with Meeks, you know, where it just blew up or anything like that, or it just didn't work out?
Really, Brian?
And why?
Okay.
And why?
Oh, because people want to be conscious, commercialized niggas. You want to be on Facebook like you just the most knowledgeable person in the world, and then come to find out you got a girlfriend over here, wife. I don't know what the hell she was. I don't know. All I know, it didn't work out. It didn't work out because you basically were living two different lives. Like, you're on Facebook over here, and then when I talk to you in person, I'm like, damn, is this the same person? Like, you a nigga, excuse my language, when I talk to you on the phone. But on Facebook,
please,
you're fronting like, but on Facebook, you're fronting like you're this king. And a lot of brothers want to address themselves as, I'm a king this, and I'm a king that, whatever. But, you know, you talk to you in person, you're like, who is this? Like, you are not the same person. And I don't like people that front and are fake about stuff. That's just me.
Okay,
right.
I can say that you're single, correct?
Who, me?
So, like, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, like, what will it take for a man to get your hand? Now, we have Jasmine online. Okay, she is newly married, right? And congratulations on that, Jasmine.
Congratulations.
So,
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Young buck right there. She's doing it big over there. So, so what will it take for somebody to get your hand or at least get your attention?
Basically being real and having some knowledge. If you call yourself aware, awakened, enlightened, conscious, whatever, you best be on your A game. With me, that's all I'm saying. I don't want no more Rudy Poots or.
I'm sorry,
Christian,
I didn't hear that word.
I just can't deal. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I can't deal because I know I was married for a long time to a Christian man, and it caused problems. Like, down to the point of what my children are going to eat.
Okay. I got a question about that. Okay, so you married a Christian man or dated a Christian man before. Okay. Jasmine, have you dated Christian men before?
They call themselves Christian. So
right.
I guess.
One of them. You know, the kind of Christian that don't go to church.
Here, let me get you into it. Okay, so all three of you, okay. Y'all all have dated Christian men. Y'all all dated Christian men. Okay.
Yeah, so called Christian.
Tell me, each one of you, tell me why did it not work? Or why do you always say they're so called Christian men? Mm-hmm. Go. Somebody go first. I don't care.
Mine didn't work because basically someone told him that he was nice looking and he was weak. He fell for it. So. Temptation. That's the word. There you go. Temptation. I'm sorry.
So was he ugly or something like that? Or like what happened? Like, you take this dude, person to say that he's nice looking and after you're gone or what?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't answer. I don't know why he did what he did. I just felt like he got caught up in the material things that we had and some female. I mean, maybe he grew tired. I don't know. I don't know. Never really
material things. I can't do that.
Yeah. I mean, we had the nice cars, and he got too big for his head, and you know, hey, that's what happened. But at the same time, it came back. You know, karma really got him, and it's still getting him.
Karma is hell.
And it's still going. I mean, he's still getting it. I feel sorry for him. I really do. I mean, we're friends.
Jesus loves
him.
Only thing is Jesus loves him, right? So,
really, Brian?
So, Jasmine, mm-hmm. Okay, what about you? So-called conscious people. We have 2 minutes left in the show.
The people who I was previously in a relationship with, they call themselves Christians. I call them so-called Christians because I read the Bible myself, the whole Bible when I was a Christian, when I called myself being a Christian, when I thought I was a Christian, and they didn't live the lifestyle as a real Christian should. They did unchristian things. So, yeah, that's why I don't deal with Christians
I
don't deal with Christians.
But, Jazz, according to Christianity, you can just ask for forgiveness and it's all good.
Yeah. See, that's playing out, though.
I'm just saying, that's what they tell me. I mean, I could go murder somebody. Hey, I asked for forgiveness.
You know,
I went to prison. And now I'm a preacher.
That was the excuse every time. No more Christianity. No more Christianity.
Yes. So, last word with you, Angela. We have a minute.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Same question. Well, that's one thing I don't like putting titles on me because, I mean, I get asked that all the time. Are you a Christian, Muslim, whatever. I'm just me. I'm just Angela because of the fact that people have something to say. If you're a Christian, you're supposed to be doing this. If you're a Muslim, whatever. So I'm like, no. And dealing with a Muslim
Angela,
man and a Christian man, I can't do it. Yes.
Yes. Any lasting words? Okay, we're about to go off air. Okay, so any lasting words? Any words of encouragement for anybody listening?
Any words of encouragement? Your journey is your journey.
30 seconds.
Period. You hear me? Your journey is your journey. Let no one else tell you how to live your life. Period.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is Which Way Is Up Radio for today. Can we get a part two? Can we get everybody? Can I get a part two?
Sure.
Me, Jasmine.
Sure. Why not?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Angela, can I get a part two? All right.
Of course.
All right. Well, thank y'all. And we're signing out. Brian West.
All right.